Brad Davison, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And Group 1's tomorrow there at Rose Hill, the last day of the Golden Slipper Carnival. And let's start with the Vinery Stud Stakes, where this Kiwi Prowess has been heavily backed. $2.70, Pavitra $3.10, Fireburn, the other runner in single digits, at $8. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I'm with the Kiwi guys, Prowess. So I just think she's just a winner, isn't she? Simply as that. And she fought off the canvas last time out to beat the older horses. Look, she's got that tactical speed. And I don't think there's a great deal between her and Pavitra. It'll be an interesting betting duel. But for me, I'm just going to lean with Prowess with that 2,000-metre form. But well, scared of Pavitra. She was outstanding in the Kembla Grange Classic and looks the clear danger. I thought it was a race in two.
What about in the Tancred, mate?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Montefilia, guys. I made her the bet for the this morning. I think she should be favourite. She beat Gold Trip easily last weekend. Look, I know he's going to like 2,400 metres, but so is she. And her last run at 2,400 metres, she should have beaten Gold Trip in a Corporal Cup. It wasn't a great ride at all that day. She should have won the race for mine, clearly. And I think she's flying. I thought the run last time out was terrific behind a world-class horse, and yeah, I think she's very hard to beat at weight for age. I think she should be favourite, like I said, and I think she will start favourite come Saturday.
What about this horse from Ireland, Cleveland?
Yeah, look, I just think maybe handicap 3,200 metres. I'm not convinced he a weight for age horse, so that would be my read, but there is some talk that maybe won't even run anyway and maybe just go fresh into the Sydney Cup, but yeah, I would have thought handicap conditions for mine rather than wait for eight.
We've got the Group 1 at the Valley tonight. The William Reid, Imperatriz, the Kiwi, is the best backed and favourite, $3.40. Second best backed is King of Sparta at $9.50, which is on the fifth line of betting. Who do you like, Davo?
I've been with Bella Nipotina, guys. I just think this mare loves the Valley. Can forgive in the new market. It was too bad to be true there. The run prior was outstanding. Needs luck from the wide draw, but look, I thought it was a bit more open than the market gave it credit for. Imperatriz is there, but has to get around the Valley. It's never easy for a horse that doesn't really have the experience there. So, for me, Bella Nipotina in an open race, but definitely needs luck from that wide draw all the same.
Now, we're in Albury, Davo. Have you got anything today for us here?
Look, I think Mankayan's the one to beat in the Cup, guys. Look, I know he's going to carry the weight, but he's the 2,000-metre horse for me. He'll come on from that run last time out. And just thought Bel Toro might be a little query at the 2,000 metres. So for me, Mankayan, the horse to beat in the Cup. And I thought in the flat knacker in the last race, just let me make sure I give you the right horse here. I thought Magnetic could give Sparring a bit of a run there in the last. He's been flying a plate Magnetic and draws well with just Stanley aboard.
Okay, $3.70, Magnetic. And your best bet overall, Davo?
Yeah, Montefilia, guys, tomorrow. I think can win the Tancred. Yeah, I think she's well suited there. Bumped into a world-class horse last time, but there's no Dubai on her this time. And I'd be surprised if Gold Trip starts favourite over her.
And just before we go, we're going to get your take on Loz's Multi tomorrow, which is open on the Tab app and the Tab website. Just click on Sport and today's offers, Loz.
Yeah, it's Roots to Run a Place, a Dire Mill to Run Top Four.
Yep, Roots is a terrific chance. I'd have in the top two, and Dire Mill did enough first up as a horse that improves into the preparation, Loz. So good luck with that one. I hope it comes up for you.
Cheers, Dover.
Have a great day, mate. We'll catch you on Sky tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.